617 1320 WILS. Here in Michigan, a law firm is now offering free services to those that may have been impacted by the immigration ban. Megan Moore joins us. She's an immigration attorney, partner at Avanti Law Group in the Grand Rapids area. Megan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you for having me, Michael. How are you?
Good, good. Have you heard from anyone asking for help at this point?
Yes, we have. It hasn't been, we haven't been flooded. Our phones haven't been flooded, but we certainly have been getting calls. We have been getting through social media contacted and emails, certainly, from people who, not so much out of the country, but potentially have a case that is ongoing while they're here in the country. They have concerns about traveling and potentially those.
What's the potential problem they might run into right now?
Well, anyone from those countries, the seven countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Sudan, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen, absolutely should not leave the United States it's clear that they're not coming back anytime soon if they do leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they're worried about if they have to travel or are they going to be forced to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We've also gotten word from the Department of Homeland Security that adjudications of pending applications for benefits, so for example, if someone in the United States has filed a petition for citizenship or green card renewal or petitioning for a family member,
mm-hmm.
that those adjudications are going to be stayed if the beneficiary is from one of the seven countries.
Okay.
We also just got word, 10 minutes ago, we got word that the Department of State is potentially revoking all immigrant and non-immigrant visas for anyone from any of those seven named countries.
What is that going to mean?
Well, certainly if you're out of the United States, let's say you have a valid visa from one of those countries and you are planning to come to the United States, that's not going to happen. But in the United States, I think it will worry people about if they basically invalidates their travel document to enter the United States. So,
okay. So what happens if you're here on a visa? Are you here now illegally? Is that it?
No. The visa really just operates as an entry document.
Okay.
So you just would basically, most visas are issued for longer than, maybe 5-10 years. But the stay when they come to the United States potentially is only 6 months. 3 months even. But so if someone is used to traveling in and out of the country for visiting family or even business, that visa is no longer going to be valid. So it means there's no travel.
Okay. And you're advising people then just simply not to leave the country. Is that it?
Right. Obviously we go case by case. Most people already have status here. So it's just a matter of telling people that travel is not advised.
Mm-hmm. And these are just immigrants, right? If you have a green card, you don't have any issues?
Well, that's a good question. The first word that we got from the Department of Homeland Security and anecdotally from clients at the border was that green card holders were being stopped and put into inspection when they're trying to enter the United States if they're from one of those seven countries.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think it was Sunday night or even yesterday morning, the White House issued a statement saying that green card holders, their presence in the United States was in the national interest, and so they would go on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, but go ahead, that said what?
I still would probably not advise a green card holder from one of those countries to travel.
Okay, but this is just a matter of traveling. If you're within the country, everything essentially is going to remain the same. You're not going to be affected as an immigrant from one of these countries?
Well, it doesn't seem like that you are going to get rounded up and put into proceedings, but it sounds like you're not going to be getting any benefits from our immigration system anytime soon.
Okay, as in what? If you're applying for citizenship, that's not happening?
Yeah, well, you could apply, and they said that they would accept the application, but they will not issue a final decision on it.
Megan Moore, immigration attorney and partner at Avanti Law Group. It's avantilaw.com, where they're now offering free legal service for those who are afraid that they might be targeted by these new immigration rules. Megan, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.